Herb, you're going for 371 at Penfield. That is, it's got to be mind-boggling when you think about it, isn't it?
I guess it is, Greg. I'd be honest with you, until Jesse said something last night, I didn't even, realize what was going on.
Come on, no.
The only way you get to those numbers is concentrating on what's in front of you, you know? And, if we get caught up with that, we lose the Penfield, then we're having the same conversation the next week. So you just got to take care of business. You let those things take care of themselves after you're all done.
Can you think back 40 years ago when you got started?
Oh, yeah. I can, and honestly, it's my 50th year out here, and I can still recall some of those times. But it's been a heck of a lot of fun. We had, dealt with great kids, great players, great coaches. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's been a great experience.
I'm sure you've been asked a million times, why is Lumen so successful? What's the secret, Herb?
Well, I think it starts with expectations, Greg. Regardless of what the talent level we have coming in, the kids realize that they're going to be held to a high standard. And, the goals are probably not always attainable, but we'd rather set them high and do our best to get there rather than, try to accomplish something that's not quite so great. So, there's always bumps along the road. There's no doubt about that. But just aim high and good things are usually going to happen.
Have the kids changed much? You probably haven't changed too much, or maybe you have.
Oh, I think we certainly have. Especially if you get the guys from 30, 35 years ago and tell stories of how we coached back then versus how you coach now, you have to adapt because society is completely different than it was when we first started. So, you have to make adaptations. You got to change. I think in terms of, on the field and the expectations you have and their work ethic, I don't think there's been a great deal of change between our kids, amongst the kids. Particularly against the really good ones. The really good ones today work every bit as hard and do all the things well that the good ones did, back 20, 25 years ago. So I don't see a great change with the kids. There is a big, big, big change in society and how people are treated and what expectations are. And that's something you just have to adapt to.
Boy, you could put an amazing list of former players together, couldn't you?
Oh, you sure could. You could come up with a pretty good all-star team. And then if you did that, there would be big arguments among the coaches and fans and everybody else about who was left off.
Well, 371, good luck.
Hey, we got to play well. Working through some adversity, we got a lot of kids banged up and hurt, but we answered the bell last week, showed a lot of improvement, and hopefully that carries over.